If you want to improve your smile by whitening or veneers, we'll keep it here. Welcome to Teeth Talk. I'm Mike Slayman, and with me again, Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Today, it's all about cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mann, welcome. Hope you're well.
Glad to be here, you know, on this great spring day. I think we're full-blown into spring now. Hopefully, no more cold weather.
So on today's Teeth Talk, we want to talk about ways to brighten your smile, and I can't think of any better time than now.
Well, it is coming right around the corner. We have graduation, wedding season starting. We have a lot of events that are going on, vacations this summer. A lot of people want to change their smile, especially if they're having a lifetime event, like a wedding or a graduation. I always tell people it's a great way to change your look is to change your smile, especially if you haven't been confident about it for your lifetime. If your teeth have changed since you had braces, all these things can be corrected so that you're confident in your smile. And, you know, when you go to these events, most people are like, oh, I'm going to be taking pictures and I want my teeth to look the best they can. So now's the time to start thinking about that, because it's not something that you can do overnight. You can whiten your teeth pretty quick, and we've talked about that many times on the show, and it can brighten your smile. But if you're wanting to change, if you have chips on your teeth, your teeth are crooked, and you wanted to change those, now's the time to do it. You can't do it overnight. It does take time.
There are a number of ways to improve your smile, so let's talk about effective ways to whiten your teeth.
Yeah, whitening is a great thing to brighten your teeth. You can't change the position of your teeth. If your teeth are chipped and have fractures in them, you can't do that. If you're trying to do it, and you know, if you have a little bit of stain on your teeth and you want to whiten your teeth, we have different categories in our office. The best that we use is called core whitening, which is with a K, K-O-R. And it is a whitening for those who have a hard time whitening their teeth. I'm sure there's many listeners out there that have tried and they're not getting the results. Well, you will get the results with Core, K-O-R. It's one of the best whitening systems out there. And it's a customized whitening system for the individual. And if anybody's interested in it, they can go to Core, K-O-R. Just look it up online and look at the before and afters. It's amazing. They can do tetracycline stains, deep stains that people usually in the past would have to get veneers, but now they can whiten their teeth. Now, it does take time. We have, options in our office other than Core that's fast and less expensive. But whitening is a great thing to do if you have an event coming up. And we have a special now for our whitening, $150 off if you call our office this month, April and May. So it's a good time to get those teeth whitened if you have something coming up.
Most people, I guess, are familiar with strips. What are the pros and cons of using strips?
Strips do work for people who have light stains. The one thing about strips is you have to use a lot of them, and you have to make sure you apply them right. Again, over-the-counter products will not be as strong as those that you can get in a dental office. And the reason for that is the dentist has to be the one that prescribes and or monitors anything stronger than what they can provide, you know, in a pharmacy store or Walmart. Those things have less of a percentage of peroxides. All of them are peroxide based, but the higher the percentage of peroxide, the quicker you're going to get a result. So if you're trying to do white strips and you have a little bit of stain, that's a good alternative. The only thing you have to make sure when you're using white strips is that you get it between your teeth. A lot of people put these white strips on and they'll get the surface of their teeth white, but they'll still be yellow in between. So you got to make sure you apply them right. We have a great one like the white strips that is stronger in our office. And it's a cheaper way to whiten your teeth. But just remember, it will take a little bit longer with over-the-counter products, and it's very limited to those who have light stains on their teeth.
Is there any danger to the enamel to do too many whitening treatments?
No, there's been no studies that show that it hurts the enamel. It's not an acid. It's more neutral or a base. The things that hurt enamel are acids. And so, with hydrogen peroxide, it's more basic in nature. We haven't seen any deterioration of enamel in any studies. So how it works is it basically opens up the pores of your teeth, and those stains are down in those pores, and the hydrogen peroxide pulls those stains out. And they do dehydrate your teeth a little bit. That's why some people get sensitivity. But once that once the teeth are rehydrated, then there's no longer that sensitivity that we see some people get with teeth whitening.
Are there ways of making sure you get the right amount of whiteness for your teeth using strips?
Yeah, I always tell people, you want to whiten for about 4 days to 5 days. You want to take a day or two off and then see how your teeth look. If you want to whiten more, you can go another day by day and just see. But your teeth, when they do dehydrate, they will look whiter than they will once they rehydrate. So I always tell people once, after about a couple of days, your teeth are rehydrated, they might not be as white as that as soon as you stop. So that is my recommendation. Stop, make sure you like the color after 2 days, and then you could go another 4 to 5 days. Stop, make sure you like the color until you get the desired effect. Some people, I always tell people with a lighter complexion can get by with going a little bit whiter. People with darker complexions, their teeth are going to be white anyway, and so they don't have to whiten as much as someone that has a lighter complex.
If you want to whiten your teeth, you can visit one of Charles Ashley Mann's family and cosmetic dentistry offices in Cary, Garner, or Fuquay, Varina. The number to call, 919-462-9338, or go to smileman.com. And remember that offer, $150 off for whitening in the months of April and May. Mention Teeth Talk. Okay. Up next, we'll talk about veneers, another way of improving your smile. This is Teeth Talk on WPTF, and from 92.9 AM 680 and WPTF.com. Welcome back to Teeth Talk. Today we're talking about improving your smile. One way to do that is with veneers. So who are veneers best suited for?
Yeah, if you have crooked teeth or if you have a lot of fillings that are stained, whitening is not going to help you improve that. If you have chips on your teeth and fractures in your teeth, a whitening is not really going to improve that. So you have to lean more towards something called veneers. And veneers, there's different types of veneers. There's porcelain veneers, which are the best. They're the strongest and they look the best. And then you have what we call resin-based veneers or composite veneers. And those look really great, but they will stain over time. They're not quite as strong. And so that is the options for those people who are looking to get a better outcome than just whitening alone. The other thing is what we call no prep veneers. Traditional veneers, we do have to prep the teeth. But if someone has small teeth or they have spaces and they just want to fill those in, then we really don't have to prepare the teeth. We don't have to take any tooth structure off. So we like to do both in our office, depending on the individual. If someone has a lot of deep dark stains, old fillings that are placed, then usually we go with the traditional veneers. But if someone has nice teeth and they just want to change the size or the shape, they're usually a candidate for what we call no prep veneers. And that's really good because it's really thin pieces of porcelain that we bond to the teeth to change that shape and to make them look beautiful. So those are the two options, and it's a very quick turnaround compared to braces. If your teeth are misaligned a little bit and you want to get them aligned up in the front, and you don't want to go through braces, veneers is a great way to change your smile if your teeth are crooked and you don't want to go through Invisalign or you don't want to go through traditional braces. We usually can turn around veneers in about 3 weeks to 4 weeks, depending on if a person wants a certain type. So it's a very quick process compared to braces. But those are the three main reasons we see people getting veneers. Is they want to, you know, change not just the color of their teeth by whitening, but how they look and how they are shaped.
Let's talk about the process. How many appointments are needed for veneers?
In our practice, we like to do something called a mock-up or a wax-up. So when a patient comes in our office, we can digitally scan their teeth, and then we can show them what they look like, what they would look like after the veneers. So they get a chance to look and see if they like the shape, if they like the length. Those are the things that we want to make sure that the patient likes before we get started.
Over the past 25 years that you've been a dentist, Dr. Mann, have you seen any improvements in veneers from what they are now as opposed to what they used to be?
Absolutely. You know, dental school, and I went to dental school, and they don't really teach cosmetic dentistry. So I went to the Las Vegas Institute for Advanced Cosmetic Dentistry for about 4 years after dental school to learn how to do the cosmetic side of basically veneers and porcelain. We call it porcelain. Porcelain is the main thing that we use for traditional veneers. We do use resins now just because they have what we call pressed resins. They didn't have those when I first got in 25 years ago. So we do have a cheaper alternative now for those who don't want to spend a lot of money on the porcelain veneers. Now, there is a big difference between porcelain and resin. Porcelain is stronger, and porcelain will not stain. The resins are not as strong. They do wear down, and they do stain over time. They look great, but just know that they're not meant to last as long as the porcelain veneers. But in the last 25 years, porcelain has become a lot stronger than it was 25 years ago. And there's a lot of different bonding techniques that we can do now. There's a lot of different staining mechanisms that we can use if we have to do one or two and we're trying to match adjacent teeth. There's a lot more of the cosmetic alternatives that we have now that we didn't have 25 years ago because of the different porcelains that we use.
How many veneers are necessary for someone with a wider smile?
Well, it just depends on the individual and how they want their smile to be. If people have a smile and they want it broader, meaning they want it larger or their teeth bigger, a lot of times we usually take them back about 10 to 12 teeth, depending on the individual. If a person's smile is broad and they only have a few, say the front 4 to 6 that they want changed out, then we do that many. But I have done veneers on all of the front teeth on the upper and the lower, and then we crown the lower teeth in the back. And we've done thousands and thousands of veneers in my office because I've been doing them for so long. And the one thing I'm saying about veneers is they're very strong and they bond strong to the teeth. They don't pop off if they're done correctly. When you're eating, even if you're eating really sticky things, they're very, very strong. And the reason for that is because when you bond to enamel, which is the substance that's white on the outer side of your tooth, when you bond to enamel, it's the strongest bond that we can have. And that's why veneers are so successful, is because that bond is so strong and you don't see them break and you don't see them pop off. And that's why people love them so much. It's because they have confidence that they can chew whatever they want. They can communicate. They don't have to worry about them falling off when they're out on a trip somewhere or at a special occasion.
You have a question about veneers or you want to make an appointment, just contact one of Charles Ashley Mann's offices in Cary Garner or Fuque Wave Arena. That number is 919-462-9338. Remember the website, it's smileman.com, smilemann.com. Up next, we'll talk about some other alternatives to veneers in our final segment on Teeth Talk on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk. If someone has a cavity, Dr. Mann, that needs filling, can you do that and apply veneers?
Well, if you have cavities on the front of your teeth and you have a lot of discolored cavities, we call it decalcification and or decay, then yes, you can do veneers over your front teeth. We remove the decay, and then we bond porcelain to it. The unfortunate thing is some decay goes deep, and we have to remove that enamel layer that I was talking about. So the veneers are not quite as strong. The good news is we can still be conservative. Remember, there's two sides to the tooth. So if you have you have enamel that surrounds the whole tooth. So what we can do is conservatively move that decay wherever the decay is and leave the enamel on the other side, and we still get a strong bond. But we get some great results with those who come in that have Mountain Dew mouth, or whatever we call it, when they have a lot of decay on their front teeth, or maybe they were involved with meth. We have meth mouth where we've done a lot of crowns and veneers, and we get a great result with those if the decay is not too deep or all the way around the tooth. Sometimes the decay goes so deep that we have to do a crown instead of a veneer.
Do veneers ever wear out?
Well, I've got patients that have been in them 20 plus years, and I haven't replaced them. Mm-hmm. If you take really good care of them, like you would your natural teeth, they're going to last. And they're going to look really good. Like I said, they don't stain if they're done properly and you use the right porcelain. Rarely do they break. I have had a few break in the many that I've done, the thousands that I've done. And you just pop it off and bond a new one in place. Never have I had someone that breaks them consistently. And the reason is we evaluate everybody's bite and we build them to their bite so that they're not going to, grind at night and grind them away or chip them away. And I rarely have I seen any that have stained. If they stain, usually that means they've become unbonded and they stain underneath, and we can quickly see that. And then we can remove it and remove the stain and put a new one on. So, but they hold up really nicely. And I always tell people it's a great investment if you're trying to change your smile and you've been embarrassed about your smile. It's one of the best things you can do to change your appearance.
Now, you get what you pay for, and that's especially true in cosmetic dentistry. But there is a process that you offer that's about half the cost of traditional veneers called Smile Bond. What's the major difference versus traditional veneers?
Well, we use Smile Bond for people who can't afford traditional veneers and or the composite veneers that we talked about. Both of those, we prep the teeth. And even the no-prep veneers are a little bit more expensive than Smile Bond. Basically, what Smile Bond is we do the same thing. We mock up the smile, and then we make a stent to the desired smile that they want, which is almost like a little rubber base that goes over the teeth. And then we are able to bond chairside, direct bonding, resin to the teeth so that they are shaped the way the person wants them. They're colored. And it's directly chair. Meaty. This is the one that if you're going to a wedding and or a special occasion, you waited to the last minute, Smile Bond's a thing to do because we can do it chair side quickly. We don't have to wait on a lab to fabricate them. And we can either 3D print them out, or we can do it by hand with one of those stents. We have a 3D printer in our office now. We're using more of the 3D printer now than we are the rubber made stents. But we still use both because it depends on the individual. But it's a really fast procedure. Usually we can do it probably within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, up to 10 teeth in the front, 10 on the bottom, depending on how many a patient wants. And it's really affordable for those patients that are looking to change their smile until they can get the money to do something more permanent like porcelain veneers.
Depending on the brightening method you choose, you want to make it look natural, right? Is this something you can work for in each patient?
Yes, absolutely. One of the big mistakes that people make, I think, with porcelain veneers or any veneers is they go a little bit too white because their teeth haven't been white their whole life. You don't want them to look fake. And that's one of the reasons why we went to cosmetic school is because you have to learn the different shades of the front teeth. Light reflects directly off the front teeth. So any change in color you're going to see. But remember, teeth are not one color. So even if you're trying to change your teeth and make them whiter, they still have to be three shades of that white. They can't be the same shade. And if you look at teeth and they look like chiclets, that means that one, they're the same shade. And then two, they're reflecting all the light. You also have to pick a porcelain that's going to absorb some of that light so that it doesn't reflect it all to the eye. If it reflects it all to the eye, then they're going to look like that chiclet white that a lot of people are scared to move forward with veneers because they think all of them look like that. But that's not true. We actually do three shades, 3 to 4 shades of white in all of our porcelain veneers. And we also use a porcelain that absorbs light or what we call translucent so that they look natural. And that's what most people are looking for, that natural look.
So as you see, there's a lot of ways to brighten your smile. Make an appointment today with Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary Garner and Fuquay Varina. Call 919-462-9338. Remember that offer for Teeth Talk fans, $150 off whitening for the months of April and May. Mention Teeth Talk. Go to smileman.com. That's smileman.com. Any final thoughts for today?
Well, I wanted to give a shout out. There's a last minute, we have the All On X seminar coming up this coming Tuesday at Ray's Restaurant in Cary. If you're missing teeth, you want to, you got loose dentures, you want to just a smile makeover, it's a free seminar. Just call our office or go to our website, smileman.com, and RSVP. And we're going to be putting on a information seminar on what it means, All On X, and how it can help you change your smile.
That's it for this week. For Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I'm Mike Slayman. Until next Sunday at 4:30, that's Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.